Gomez Palettes. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam, is Anthony there?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, yeah, I was looking for Anthony. Is he available?
No, his name is Tony. What's up?
Oh, Tony. Okay. Yeah, I was actually just looking to follow up with him on something. Is he around or is he not available?
Well, I pretty much run the show, so.
Oh, okay.
Man, what's up?
Yeah, I was actually just looking to follow up. I sent out an offer to the company just to see if you had seen that. It was in reference to some prior financing the company with Wells Fargo. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Referencing to what? Excuse me?
That's right. Just some prior financing that you guys did with Wells Fargo back in 2013. I don't know if that rings a bell or not to you.
I don't know. I mean, we've done financing with different. Are you looking for us to see if we want to do any financing with machinery or anything like that, or is that what you're kind of digging at? Or
kinda. I mean, the offer I sent out to you guys was for equipment or some capital. I'm just really calling just to see if you guys had seen that and if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future. If there's any time of the year that you guys look to do that kind of thing. I know the fourth quarter gets a little bit busy, so that's why I'm reaching out. And you know, we sent through direct mail, so these things go sometimes right to the trash can, so that's why I'm doing a follow-up here. And I think you guys are actually pre-approved for like $250,000, so seeing if you guys could use that anywhere in the business.
I mean, usually we do pretty good with cash flow, so we usually just purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how we do on our books, I mean, what kind of interest rate do you guys offer? I mean, that'd be the big thing, you know. Then we usually would take out like a loan at the end of the, you know, whenever the money is needed. And I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. What interest rate do you guys offer?
There's a lot of different factors that go into that. It depends on what you were looking for. Like, because we have, you know, a couple different programs. You know, we have the equipment financing and we have the, you know, the working capital, which is unsecured cash. So that one's a little bit different. So, you know, if you're looking to bring on equipment, you know, that's going to be your traditional loan. You know, that's going to be in the mid single digits. It's not a regular set rate just because I don't know anything like really about the business. You know, it's different factors that go into that whole rate question. But what I can tell you is that it's longer term for the equipment. It's going to be mid-single digits. You know, it's not very high rates. Now, the working capital side, you know, that's unsecured cash, shorter term. And since it is unsecured cash, it's going to be just a little bit higher rates. It's going to be a little bit more expensive than your normal, typical, you know, loan that you take out at a bank. And that's just because it's unsecured. Again, it's not a set rate on that just because of the different factors that go into it. But, you know, if I ask, you know, what would you be looking to do?
You know what? We're pretty good, actually. I mean, like I said, we have a really good cash flow. So whenever we buy a machine, we pretty much buy it outright. We only usually end up taking out like $20,000-$30,000. And at that point, our bank, we just float it into our line of credit. And our line of credit interest is really, I mean, damn near, you know, it's awesome, the rate. So then we just pay that off fairly quickly. Usually we don't have line of credit on there, maybe at least 3 months at the most. So yeah, I mean, I think we're pretty good, though. I mean, if we ever need a large loan, I mean, we definitely need solid numbers, you know. And I mean, if it ever, I mean, we're not desperate, so we're not searching, you know what I mean? Like, the banks are looking for us here. They want us to work with them. So, I mean, I appreciate the phone call, but we're good, all right?
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, how about this? Because I know you said before you would have to do anything, you'd have to have a solid number. How about this? Would it be okay if I just send you one email with some contact information if the time ever does arise? All you'd have to do, you know, just to see what you guys would qualify for, you know, because I know that you're probably getting an awesome rate over at your bank, and that's probably because you've been dealing with them for, you know,